Winnie the Pooh is often seen as a children's story, but for Public Radio essayist George Merrill, there's a deeper meaning to those characters.
Do you all remember Eeyore in the Winnie the Pooh series? He was the sad donkey who laments losing his tail. He's always searching somewhere, looking for it, while he complains, "Oh, bother." My wife calls me Eeyore. It's because I always lose things. I cannot find them, like the glasses I wore only minutes before that seemed to vanish. Recently, I was idly thumbing through some old golden books we kept for our grandchildren. They often give me ideas to write about. I picked up a book at random called Just Be Nice and Help a Friend. It was all about Eeyore and his unending search for his lost tail. As the story goes, Eeyore wakes up one morning to find his tail missing. He sets off to find it. He implores his friends to aid him in the search. They're all too busy. Pooh was collecting honey, Rabbit was gardening and couldn't get away. Piglet and Owl were busy, and Tigger and Roo were hopping around somewhere. "Oh, bother," Eeyore groans. Totally discouraged, Eeyore goes home. He paints his house gray to fit his dejected mood and to hide from friends the way depressed people hide themselves behind a dark cloud. His friends begin feeling guilty. They resolve to make off for Eeyore's house to help in his search. When Pooh reaches Eeyore's house, he finds the missing tail. Now, fairy tales always have a moral. At first, I thought the moral was about being a real friend and being willing to help out. But then I had another take. Eeyore's tail was actually right under his nose, or his rump, the whole time. And he never saw it. What he thought was lost was in fact right in front of him or close by. In either case, easy for him to see. Nothing is more discouraging, even depressing, than for a writer not being able to find a tale worth writing about. And I have behaved much the way Eeyore did. I would rack my brains to find my tale. Sometimes I will think not only have I lost tales, but I will never be able to find another one again. A good tale is gone, lost forever. And then, for reasons I wish I could identify, I see a tale emerging right before me, as bright as the moon ascending on a cloudless night, and I know this is my tale, and I can't wait to tell it. My energy returns, and I feel that, at least for a moment, I'm all in one piece again, tale and all. It's hard at first to make heads or tails out of our human capacity for creativity in whatever forms it may take. Parenting, cooking, being a friend, handling adversity, nursing our wounds, loving others, aging, finding a generous heart, and perhaps most challenging of all, forgiving. The divine attribute we all share as human beings, God was first and foremost a creator, is that capacity to make things new, to mend what's broken, to find joy in the midst of sorrow, and see what is old and familiar to us, something unusual and surprising. The means are all within us to do this. It's just that we need to look and find them. George Merrill on the Shore.